BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Wednesday, Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, a surprise appearance by Hugh Stevens on Real or No Real, which was nice. Also, Matt Edmondson tries out the speech jammer, a voice delay which makes your voice go really strange. He calls someone important off of BBC News. I went to the One Direction premiere last night of the film This Is Us. I mention it quite a lot. And also, hear what I said to Simon Cowell in a moment of nervousness. Enjoy.
BBC Radio 1.
Just feeling like we're in a club there, like maybe wearing an open neck shirt, wasn't it?
Yeah,
just like generally shimmying.
It's a cool club
to the music. It's a really cool club. I think like Matthew Horn is probably DJing.
It's probably too cool for
off
you.
Of Gavin and Stacey. Well, cool for me. Yeah.
This is BBC Radio 1.
Jamila Jamil's probably DJing a bit later.
Yeah, in shades.
Yeah. Oh God, I just want to be cool like them. That was Le Youth. And this is Scott Mills on BBC Radio 1. How are you? You right? Looking forward to today because, as well as Jason Derulo and Chris Malinchak and Bastille before 1:30, a bit later on, Matt Edmondson has a go at the speech jammer. That weird delay thing that we put in their ears that makes them sound either posh, drunk, or really slow. Now, we have already tested Matt out on it, and it definitely works on him. So we're going to get Matt to call somebody today with the speech jammer on his voice and see what happens. What time do we should do that today? I think we should do it about 1:45. Also, I got some very exciting news coming up, like really exciting news about tomorrow's show, which you'll want to know about.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I went to the One Direction premiere last night of their film This Is Us.
So, I saw a lot about this on the news. And there was quite a lot of hype about this, right?
Huge hype. Very exciting. Loads of people, like thousands of people in London's Leicester Square and helicopters circling above, which I think were the news channels. Very exciting.
I mean, when I learned about this movie, what was the film like? Let's start with the basics.
Really good.
Yeah.
It's kind of quite honest. All the mums and dads are in it.
Okay.
Which is nice. That's actually probably the best bit of it when you get to speak to them and like how their lives have changed in the last 3 years.
But there's no massive plot. I mean, it's not like 300. That's what I'm saying. They're not doing a sort of.
Is there a plot? They get to visit lots of different countries and it's quite cool because they go to Japan and then they go to Mexico City and that's a very big concert. And they go on stage and go, oh my God, this is so big.
Hang on, you're in it as well. So this review is going to be biased as it is.
Yeah.
Is that why you're in?
I'm in it at the start. I can now confirm. I say something like, am I giving away too much for people that haven't seen it? Not really. I say, it's unprecedented, unprecedented, unprecedented. And then the film starts and there's lots of news, different news clips from TV. It's me on BBC Breakfast like a year ago. And they say, it's a phenomenon, isn't it? It's quite unusual. And I go, it's not unusual. It's unprecedented. Because I speak in sound bites, generally. That's how they've
used me. Oh, that's brilliant. And then I take it, it's like...
Yeah. And then it starts. Do you want to see my invite? Shiny, shiny.
Cool.
I keep all those.
Do you?
Yeah, yeah. Got them all in a big box.
Keep every invite you ever sent, do you?
Not every invite. I've got quite a few. Not every single one, but most.
Okay, so you're happy with your performance in the film, in the One Direction?
It's a bit weird seeing yourself in 3D.
Of course, yeah, you were 3D.
I'm not really a fan of that. You can keep the 3D.
Really?
I had to take my glasses off at one point. I was like, it's too much for me. Just hurt a bit. It's all blurry now.
I looked out for you on the news. You know, they were doing the whole red carpet thing. There was, you know, I saw loads of people getting interviewed.
Yeah, I've not
I saw a picture of you getting in front of all the cameras getting papped.
Well, here's the thing. We should put this picture on the Radio 1 Twitter now. If it is a picture like, you know, when Jennifer Aniston was in town the other week. Yes, you do.
Yeah.
And
I'm aware of that.
And outside the cinema, there's a brilliant shot of her on one of the websites, quite a few of the websites, and it's just her in the middle of the red carpet, and literally hundreds of photographers with her standing there alone, taking a picture. I've got a similar picture of me. But also, I was quite proud of this picture last night because it's me in front of loads of photographers.
Oh, it's a great profile picture.
Yeah, but actually, if you look closely, and I'll post this for you in a minute, if you look closely, it looks like all the lenses are pointing at someone else.
Okay.
Which I think they might be. I mean, there was a couple of, you know, stragglers going, Scott, but generally, that I'll show you in a minute, they're all pointing at someone else.
But you enjoyed it?
I loved it, yeah.
And then there was a party?
Yeah, there was a party. I spoke to Sunita, which is the highlight.
Oh, wow.
And Liam Payne's dad a lot. Okay. He loves the show. And has been asking Liam for ages to introduce us.
Okay.
And Liam's not done it. So then last night was our chance.
Meet the parents.
Really nice. Harry Styles' mum, all good. Looking hot.
Was she?
Yeah, very much so, yeah. So I'm about to do a plot spoiler for the film now. So if you are a One Direction fan and you don't want to know... Grimmy's just tweeted me. Sorry, text me. Sunita! I know, Grimmy. Be jealous. I'm going to tell you a little bit, or quite a lot of what happens in the film now. So if you don't want to know, then I suggest you turn the radio down for just 1 minute, okay? Okay, they done that, do you think?
No, I guess so.
Okay, so in the One Direction film, if you see a balcony or a ledge or any kind of raised platform in the film, okay, guess what happens? They walk towards the ledge or the platform or the balcony, and this happens. Walk away from the balcony. Back towards the balcony. Away from the balcony.
And this is the film, is it, for...
Back to the balcony! And now all of us lads run up to the balcony together! To be honest, that's rubbish screaming. It's louder than that. That's all I could find.
What's going to be your quote, then, for the poster? I mean, I'm getting the impression it's not the new Rocky, but if you're going to have one line on the...
It's very good.
Yeah, okay.
I would say...
It's unprecedented.
It's unprecedented... I'd say maybe that they have fans everywhere, because that's evident in the film.
Okay.
Up to the balcony! Away from the balcony!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Some very exciting news about tomorrow's show coming up. When I heard about this earlier, I was like, really? That's actually happening. And it's happening on tomorrow's show.
You're particularly excited about this as well, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. It's even more exciting than meeting Sunita. And that is exciting. Someone's like, photo with Sunita or it didn't happen?
Was she in leaves? Was she wearing the leaves thing? Or
everyone's asked me that today. No, the leaves weren't on, just a lovely dress.
Maybe underneath.
Lovely woman.
The Scott Mills Daily. Yeah. We can make an earthquake
up in here. BBC Radio 1. This is Mills with Labyrinth and Tiny Temper, Earthquake. Before that, a song that still brings back warm, wet memories of the V Festival for me.
The problem is, now that you talk about that, as soon as that song came on, I just needed the toilet.
Sorry.
So now there's this really bad association that's happening. I bet it's not just me as well. Yes, when I hear this now. So you're not helping anyone who's going to see them at any other festivals now or anything.
No.
It's a problem.
Oh, I can't do it. Still can't do it. Few days later. Okay, it's 20 to 2.
Don't you love, like, online petitions and things that people really get behind?
Okay.
I'm looking at one now and thinking of signing up to it. Have you heard about this panda that might be born in Edinburgh Zoo?
Yes, I have heard about this. What's going on with that?
Well, it's a little bit like Anchorman, like that moment in Anchorman, but people are going mad for it. And if it happens, there's this campaign that's going on to get the BBC newsreader Simon McCoy to go and do all the coverage. Now,
yes.
If you don't remember who Simon McCoy is, the reason why this would be an amazing thing is because he's the one who had to go on for ages and ages and ages about the royal wedding.
Yes, a long time. And at the time, on that day, it was the baby, royal baby.
Yes, not the royal wedding.
On that day, we were absolutely loving his coverage on BBC News.
Very good morning from St Mary's Hospital in Paddington, where we will have all the latest, the buzz, the speculation. The one thing we won't have is any news.
It's still brilliant.
And there's another.
Frankly, we've got nothing to tell you.
Yes, I'm fully behind this petition to get McCoy there
so
in Edinburgh.
Am I.
Get him so on the zoo.
And just 24-hour coverage of the birth of the panda.
Well, plenty more to come from here, of course. None of it news.
Also, it seems ages ago now. Do you remember when we were all obsessed about when the easel was going to be put outside the palace to announce it?
Oh, yeah.
That happened. Listen.
The first official announcement's going to come not from here, but from Buckingham Palace. So let's go over there. And Daniela Ralph is there. Is there any sign of this easel anywhere, Daniela?
No.
Simon McCoy, he really is a hero, isn't he? I don't know. He's one of those people that has now transgressed into legendary status in my eyes.
I know what you mean.
Like,
it says it like it is.
Students particularly love him. Do you know what I mean? It won't be long till he's doing gigs.
Do you think?
I think we should be like his agent, his booking agent for them. Because
is he the new Dr. Carl Kennedy or Hoff?
He could be. Or a bit like, you know, when everyone was obsessed with Countdown. I don't know if it's still got the same levels of hype, but that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Simon McCoy, imagine him doing that. Anyway, so what you're saying, like this thing then?
Like a lot.
Right. Doing that now.
Have we got that bit where he reads out the viewers' texts on the day of the royal baby? That's my absolute favourite.
Oh, that's the best
one. Oh, here it is.
A couple of texts coming in to the BBC. Come on, BBC, people do have babies. Stop saying the same thing over and over. Give us the rest of the news. What a load of sycophantic rubbish, says another. Good morning. And God help us if this ends up a long labour.
Like.
The Scott Mills Daily. BBC Radio 1.
Love a gospel choir. That's what I want to do before I die. You know that. Can you make that happen for my birthday or something?
A gospel choir?
Yes, please.
As next a surprise, year. Yeah?
Well, yeah.
Tell me what to do for your surprise.
Yes. Kind of different for Paramore, but I like it. Ain't It Fun on BBC Radio 1. It's 1:45. Matt Edmondson, you have heard the speech jammer.
Yes, I have, yeah.
It makes people do strange things and say strange things,
yeah,
as well.
I'm worried what kind of effect it's going to have on me. Because I'm a quick talker normally.
I get
told off for talking too quickly. So maybe I need to slow down. Maybe it'll be a good thing and all of my radio shows will be done via the speech jammer in future.
It made Zane Lowe sound really slow, actually. And he's a fast talker.
Sure. Okay.
Or it can make you sound really tired. Mm. Or it might make you come across almost a little bit drunk or something. Everyone is different.
Well, here's the thing, right? I've never been drunk.
I know.
So
is this a fact?
Yes, this is a fact.
I know this.
I've never had a drink, right? So
never done it.
This is what it's going to sound like.
Yeah.
If I were drunk, we'll finally get to know.
Okay, so here's the idea. We play a slight delay, a tiny, tiny delay of 0.2 seconds in Matt's ear. He's the only one that will hear the delay. We'll just hear the results of the delay in his voice. Okay. Here's what's going to happen. As you'll see in front of you, I've set you up a lovely internet quiz, one of those quizzes you can do to pass the time. This one is naming countries in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Now, if you're not any good at geography, don't worry, because I've got someone on the phone we're about to call who can really help you.
Thank heavens for that.
Okay?
Rubbish.
So just talk to them about that.
Shall I press the button?
Press
on
the speech jammer button.
What's going on?
It's Simon McCoy off BBC News.
Legend.
Simon McCoy.
Yes.
Legend. Hello.
Hello, is that Simon?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Simon. My name's Matt. I'm a DJ at BBC Radio 101.
Hello, Matt.
Hi. You all right?
Matt, I'm fine.
Good. So, I'm doing an online quiz, and it's all about the countries in Europe. Do you know any countries in Europe?
Matt, I probably know a couple.
Okay, because I need to fill them out in a little box.
Right, off you go.
So I've got England, France.
Yes, that's a country in Europe.
I can do the obvious ones, but I need help with the difficult ones.
Belgium.
Yep. Bosnia-Herzegovina.
Where was that?
Bosnia-Herzegovina.
That's sort of Europe. You could mention Slovakia.
I spell that?
Slovakia.
It's in.
I think I could have been there and back in the time it took you to say it. Is everything all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. So that one's in.
Got Luxembourg.
No, putting that one in. Right, Simon, I need more. I've got 2 minutes left on the quiz, apparently.
Monaco.
Ever been?
Never been to Monaco, no.
Any other countries?
Oh, heck. Poland, you've got.
Is Sardinia a country?
Not really, but I would put it in. It'll come up with a
Nah, doesn't like it.
The Czech Republic.
The Czech Republic.
Ireland.
Ireland.
Spain.
Spain. Espanol.
Yeah. Norway.
Yeah.
Sweden.
Sweden. Yeah.
Matt, are you feeling all right?
I'm feeling absolutely fine. Never better.
Well, whatever you're on, I wouldn't mind some. You're sounding a bit odd.
What do you mean? Nothing wrong with me.
You don't normally sound like this.
Oh, good to hear you're a regular listener.
Well, I am a regular listener, but I don't normally hear you speaking like this.
No. I've got 20 seconds on my quiz left. Couple more countries. Come on, Simon.
Romania.
Quick fire. Don't slow me down here, Simon.
One of us has really enjoyed this.
Yeah, we both are, aren't we? Just a bit of fun. Simon, my time's run out on the old quiz thing. Cheers for your help.
Well done.
Thanks very much.
Cheers. Bye.
Love to the family. Bye.
And he's gone. How was that for you, Matt?
Oh, that was fantastic. That was intense.
You were really shouting at him.
I know. I was like an angry drunk, wasn't I?
Yes. That's what you would be like.
Yeah. Get out of my back garden. This is my pub. What I thought was I was going to come in and I was going to beat it, right? I was convinced I was going to come in. I had this once when I had anaesthetic, and I thought the woman was like, you're going to go in 5-4. And I thought, what nonsense?
I'm fighting this.
Is she talking here? And then suddenly I was under and, you know, 3 days later, woken up. Not 3 days, that would be awful. Don't put that in. And then 3 hours later, I was back in the room. That was quite refreshing, really. I liked it.
Yeah, it was good fun. Thank you very much.
I really enjoyed how cooperative he was just to help Matt out with a quiz.
What a nice guy.
I know. Always happy to help. That doesn't mean that everyone should ring him. He's very busy.
Well, you know. Well, if you've got a quiz question, you can't answer. He was really good as well. He knows a lot of countries in Europe.
He does. Actual journalist. Thank you, Simon McCoy, and thank you, Matt Edmondson.
No worries. Thanks.
Got a little new jingle for Matt Edmondson here, if you fancy he's giving this a go at the weekend.
My name's Matt. I'm a DJ at BBC Radio 101.
Can start his show with that, like, every day. I really want a news voice. Do you know what I mean? Like Simon McCoy's got off BBC News. Hello, Matt. I'm fine.
Everything's news.
Yes, everything's said in a news way.
You're right.
Matt, I'm fine.
Matt, I'm fine. Absolutely fine.
I've got 2 minutes left on the quiz, apparently.
Monaco.
Monaco. Ever been?
Never been to Monaco, no.
Yep. Monaco.
You're right.
Matt, I'm fine.
Good.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Have you ever tried to explain innuendo bingo to your grandparents? That's what I'm asking you.
Do you know what? I haven't, but I have gone... I know for a fact every now and then my gran has listened, because I've gone to see her and she's mentioned something on the show. I'm like, gran, don't listen.
Don't listen to Radio 1.
Don't. So what I did is, she's got a little radio in her kitchen, right? So I tried to the problem is she's probably listening to this now. But I tried to retune it back to Radio 2.
Good. How old's your gran?
Well, she's not, you know, probably the ideal age for a Radio 1 listener.
You don't need those people listening. Can you go round and retune everyone else's as well over a certain age?
She's my gran. I can't say gran.
It would really help us out here at Radio 1.
But they don't, there's no sort of thing on the radio where you can block it. Do you know what I mean?
Like, we should ban
she's learned how to retune it because it's...
Ban your gran from listening.
Ban the gran.
Just say, you're banned.
Is that...
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
for the bosses.
Hi, gran, if you're listening.
Ban the gran. Okay, well, what I imagine two older people talking about innuendo bingo would sound like has happened earlier on 5 Live.
I've had tweets about this.
So have I. The legend that is Jonathan Agnew, who played innuendo bingo yesterday, explaining the rules of innuendo bingo and what he got up to yesterday lunchtime to Jeff Boycott off of cricket.
Wow. Morning, Geoffrey. I missed you yesterday, you know. I wish I had been on the radio with you.
Why? What
around about course to two yesterday afternoon.
What up?
It was a different network. It was Radio 1.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd have settled in very easily with the music and so on.
Who was it?
It was Scott Mills, Innuendo Bingo. You and your Rachel never played that at home?
No.
Never passed the time?
Scott Mills.
Mm.
Right.
Fill your mouth with a mouthful of water, and they played tapes with...
No.
Innuendo in, and you... Tapes. Blow the water all over the person sitting about 2 feet away from you. And I, you know, very nice lad called Chris there yesterday. But I'd visualise Jeffrey
Boycott. I know somebody who could play that well, Monty, about 3 or 4 in the morning when he's had a few drinks. He'd be all right with
well,
that.
Well, possibly, Jeffrey. But I visualised you
not
yesterday.
Not me, that.
You'd have loved it.
You.
It was great fun.
You
and
did.
Thanks to everyone at Radio 1. No, I had a great time. It really was fantastic. And we had a great laugh. If you haven't seen... me making an absolute fool of myself, and you really want to, Jeffrey, you can go to the BBC Test Match Special Facebook page.
I don't need to. I see you every day making a fool of yourself.
Yeah, OK, thank you, Jeffrey. I'll give you an early one.
Something tells me that Jeffrey's not going to head to that website anytime soon, and it doesn't care.
That's amazing.
I know. That was earlier today on 5 Live. You can also see the video of Aggers playing bingo. Some people are saying the best Innuendo Bingo ever. He's got fully involved, which I wasn't really expecting.
No.
It's on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now. It's doing really well. Really well. I'm going to play some of our favourite moments to urge you to go and watch the video. Jonathan Agnew here is an expert on so many topics.
Does it feel a little smaller?
Yes, and some balls do. They do feel different in the hand, actually. But, of course, if you are handling balls every day, then they do feel different.
Yes!
No, stop it!
Impressive first.
Oh, you stop it, Mr. Agnew. We're on.
I liked how polite we were to him. Very respectful.
Yeah.
Mr. Agnew. What a legend. His shirt was absolutely soaked through. His pink shirt, his pink cricket shirt, was soaked through by the end of this.
In this country, there's the great tit, there's the willow tit, there's the marsh tit, there's the bearded tit, which isn't actually a tit at all.
Right. Sorry.
This is okay. Oh, we've played a lot of Innuendo Bingo. This is the best one ever. I'm going to put it out there.
Oh, wow. That was an absolute shocker.
And here was his favourite clip.
Tell me what you've both brought with you today.
Today we brought a very rare example of a mounted taxidermy Andean condor. It was an opportunity for me to mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
Oh, Mr.
Agnew. That was a classic. Oh,
he's soaked.
Oh, my word.
Oh, you've soaked his pink shirt.
To mount one of the rarest birds in the world.
Okay.
He loved it. Thank you, Aggers, for yesterday. Ledge. Radio 1 YouTube channel is where you'll find the Aggers Innuendo Bingo.
The Scott Mills Daily. It was your best song ever.
It was your best song ever. BBC Radio 1. Did I mention I went to the premiere of the film
once
last
or twice?
Week? The One Direction film, yeah, it was good. And I went to the after party in a hotel lobby. And I saw Simon Cowell walk into the party. And I was like, oh, how exciting.
See, these parties are great, aren't they? Because you've got all these kind of people milling around, I take it.
Yeah, there he was in his Cuban heels. Loves it. And the same jumper that he wears on every show.
Was it definitely him?
It was him, yeah. And those little specs he sometimes wears.
Right.
And then I saw, because I was talking to Sunita, as you do, I saw him come, like, straight over to her, and I was like, oh, okay, panic, I don't know what to say. And you know that I'm not very good in those situations with celebrities. I get a bit starstruck.
I know what you mean.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah, you do. Again, you know.
I know.
Like, I can't remember who it was now. My opening question to them was, so, do you like London? If I'm not prepared in a stressful situation, especially a party environment, I panic. I don't know what to say. And normally I say the stupidest thing just to make sure there's no silence.
So Simon Cowell walks up to you. I take it it's something like, hello, darling. Like,
He goes, hello, Scott, darling, and strokes my chin, interestingly.
Okay.
That's like, just one stroke, like, hello, darling. You know, in a kind of like a dad would kind of ruffle your hair kind of way. Like, right.
Yeah. Is that a new one then? That's a good idea, that.
Right, hello, darling. Like that.
Straight went, chin.
Hello. And then, do you want to guess what I said to him next? So, have you had a bath?
Why would you say that? What, like, what possible link would you have?
Because I'd heard that after he introduces the film, right, in the cinema, I'd heard that between the cinema and the party, he'd gone home to have a bath. And I know for a fact that he does like to have a bath.
Who tells you? But who's told you?
While watching
this?
Cartoons. I just know it.
You don't know it, though, because you can't just go,
I do.
He looks like the kind of person who's just had a bath between the movie
and the bath. I know this, Chris, is fact. Someone has told me, someone close to him has told me that he enjoys in the bath with a cartoon or two.
Right, so
on
you
the TV.
You know someone close to Simon Cowell.
Yes.
That has told you that what he does is he sneaks off, he has a bath and watches cartoons.
I bet other people have heard this as well. Have you? Tell me if you've heard about this already. I think it's kind of out there. It's common knowledge. So I go, have you had a bath? Mm. Don't know what to say.
And what did he say?
Always, darling.
Right.
Always have a bath. That's my advice. And that was it. What a brilliant opening question.
You've got an opportunity.
Have you had a bath?
You could have asked anything there. I mean, you could have... You could be the next host of The X Factor or anything. It's
Have you had a bath? By the way, plot spoiler about the film again. If you see a balcony in the film, guess what's going to be over the other side of it? And One Direction, move away from the balcony. Move towards the balcony. I mean, other stuff happens, obviously, but mostly towards the balcony. Away.
I'm not sure. Yeah, I mean, it sounds very different to say the plot of The Godfather, or
it's good though. Shout out to all the girls dressed a bit like Taylor Swift at the One Direction premiere last night. About 40,000 of them.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I'll be doing the official chart update at 3:30 this afternoon. Who do you want to be number one today so far this week? I will tell you what it is. 3:30. Just me today, no Jamila?
Riding solo.
I am. I'm Deruloing it today. Why has Jamila just posted a picture of a dog?
It's utterly bizarre.
She said... Post jaw operation.
This is a selfie
I have taken, and it's a dog.
It's a picture of a dog. I've just tweeted her back. That's a dog.
Actually, mad. Do you think she just got them mixed up?
I don't know.
Like maybe the picture of her with the jaw operation was next to a dog, and she tweeted the wrong one. That's the only thing I can think of.
I don't know if I'm missing this joke or.
I don't get it, Jamila.
Just tweet her back. That's a dog. Be interesting to see where she goes from there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Big news about the show for tomorrow coming after 3. Do you know who else I met last night, along with Sunita, at the One Direction thing? This is the last time I mention it, I've decided. I'll stop talking about it after this. I had a great night, though. I met Diana Vickers.
Do you know what? Shall I tell you why I was just about to guess this? Because what you do is you go off to these parties, then I always find it interesting to see who you've tweeted afterwards.
Vickers was on.
Because then that shows who you, who you've met.
Now... Some celebrities will always be remembered for something. And, like, people shouldn't remind them of it because it's embarrassing. So, obviously, there's a few people that had a couple of glasses of wine there last night. I actually overheard some woman go up to Diana Vickers and go, go on, do the claw. Go on, do the claw. That's got to be annoying, right?
What was the claw again? Remind me.
She had, when she was singing on X Factor, she did, like, a claw hand thing. It was her thing, her USP on X Factor.
Okay.
Go on, do the claw. And she was like, there.
And she does it on demand as she just does claw. The claw.
Yep. It's like people with catchphrases. Like, I doubt the bloke who played Victor Meldrew still likes it when you go, I don't believe it, when you see him in the street. Or Ruth Jones off of Gavin and Stacey, which was now, 4 or 5 years ago. If you shout, oh, what's the curtain? In the street, not cool.
You love it when people come up to you and
go,
shout,
all right, treacle.
Exactly.
From 2006.
Yeah.
I love that.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So this is exciting. Tomorrow, at this time, I'm going to speak to Lady Gaga.
This is huge. Like, this is an opportunity, isn't it? That's a clang.
really a clang if I've got an interview with her.
Well, it kind of is.
It's not a name drop, is it?
Well, it is. It's huge. It's Lady Gaga.
It's huge. So she'll be in America, which means she'll be in the past, because, of course, they are behind sometimes 5 hours, sometimes as many as eight. So we'll be in her future.
So Lady Gaga's going to be on the show?
Tomorrow at this time. Speaking to Lady Gaga. Hugh Stevens just joined us at a very exciting time. Hi.
I just love the announcement. I've been guessing what it is for ages since you first tweeted about it.
Are you feeling a bit like, is that it?
No.
Because that's what your face is saying to me, Hugh.
No, I love it. I love the Lady Gaga.
It's happening.
It's on.
It's maybe on tomorrow.
Maybe it needed a trumpet.
Look.
I'm just saying, like, it's announcements aren't done like that. Do you know what it needs? It needs a town crier.
We need that town crier off of the royal baby.
It's a proclamation.
Have you got a Lady Gaga medley or something?
I don't like to build it up like that here, you know, where you play all the music clips and all that and people get too excited. What about if she falls asleep and doesn't answer the phone?
Oh, yeah, that's true. When was the last time you saw her? Was it backstage at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Swindon?
No, Carlisle.
Carlisle.
That's right, where she roared at me. I went into her special area. No one was allowed in there.
Is that one?
Yeah, I've not seen her since. So, I've got it now, hang on. Lady Gaga on the show tomorrow at this time.
That's better. You see, it needs something.
I don't need no music to be excited. I'm very excited about this. Spoke to Katy Perry last week, Lady Gaga tomorrow. That'll be, well, Scott Mills time, but around this time tomorrow. Just listen at 3 o'clock, it'll all be fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hugh Stevens is playing Real or No Real today. Thanks for coming in.
Pleasure.
Were you passing by or were you, you know, coming specially for this?
Well, I'm doing the big Reading and Leeds competition with Greg and Matt later. So I've come in earlier. That's all, guys.
Thank you so much.
Hey, oh, it's an absolute pleasure. Just glad it's not innuendo bingo.
Anything you want me to ask Gaga tomorrow?
Oh, yeah. Ask her, is she gutted that she didn't get to number one and Ellie Goulding did? Go on.
That's a positive start.
As the opening gambit, ask her that.
I second that.
I'm hanging up now, bye.
No, what can you ask her?
I'll leave that with you.
Okay.
Let's play the game. Real or no real? 10 Scott Mills points if you get each one correct. You say real or no real, meaning it's either a fact or completely made up by us lot.
Kanye West is about to record a new rap that Kim Kardashian has written for him about shoes.
Wow. Is that one of those situations, though, where are they husband and wife yet?
Don't think they're married, are they?
Don't think they're married, but they have a baby.
Is that where, say, the wife has stepped in and insisted on something? Can't argue with the wife.
Like Yoko Ono back in the day.
Right. Yeah.
What she says goes.
I wouldn't put it past Kanye, because he's an artist, isn't he? What do you mean, who? Yoko Ono?
Who? Yoko Ono?
I had to.
Oh, my God.
To who, Yoko Ono?
But Beatles.
I did have a small debate in my head there. Whether
that Christmas song.
Yeah.
She's on.
Yeah. Weird art.
Yeah.
I think Kanye.
She was the Lady Gaga of her time.
Yes, she was. Yeah. Or the Kim Kardashian, maybe. Because Kanye's like, you never know what he's going to do next. His album's insane and insanely good. And I think Kim on a. No, it wouldn't happen, would it? Let's be honest.
I know, though.
But if she was going to rap about something, it would be.
She loves the shoes.
Shoes, wouldn't it?
Yeah, or maybe like handbags and stuff. I mean, I'm not stereotyping girls here, but if you've watched Keeping Up with the Kardashians, she loves the shoes.
Right.
So, real or no real, is Kanye succumbing to Kim's demands about a shoe rap?
I reckon he's well under the thumb.
Do you?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do a bit.
I do. I can see it working that way around, you know? And I can see him doing the you know where you do a cute voice?
Oh, baby.
Okay, baby.
Okay, baby.
Okay, come.
All right. Speak later,
okay,
baby.
Come.
On the phone. Okay, baby. Bye. Yeah, that's what they like on the phone. You know that.
They must be. Like,
also,
you can
I'll
pretend
tell you
to
else.
Be as hard as you want.
I'll tell you who else I imagine is like that. Calvin Harris and Rita Ora.
Apparently, you saw this.
Maybe I saw them being a little bit loved up at a certain festival. But I imagine they've got baby talk going on. Do you know what I mean? Okay, baby. See you later. Bye.
Gosh, more cheese.
You do that too well, Chris.
Okay, so under the thumb.
Kanye West. Real.
I'm saying real.
That one is no real.
No. Oh, I'll take it all back.
He's an independent man.
It's only a matter of time.
Next.
In Elizabethan society, it was the done thing for ladies to keep apple slices under their armpits to absorb sweat.
Oh, now, this is a good idea, isn't it? Because everyone gets a little bit sticky in summer, so an apple slice. That means you have to keep your arms down the side of your body at all times.
Maybe but... just roll on some deodorant.
Oh, yeah.
An apple slice.
Roll on who?
So this is a bit like, is that, I mean...
Wait, who in now? Roll on?
Roll on deodorant.
No one knows what roll on is. You have to who that.
Yeah, it's not really done anymore. Who does
roll on? No, I think it is.
Roll on?
I think it is.
No
I think
one rolls on anymore.
I have to sometimes.
No one rolls on. It's well sad.
It deserved a bit of a hoop, I think people still do.
Anyone who rolls on.
Like, I know.
It feels dorky, doesn't it?
Yes. Spray yourself immediately.
Roll on.
Talcum
roll on.
Powder.
But did Elizabethans keep apples under their armpits?
I would have thought it would be a fresh lemon slice or something like that, because that's what goes in drinks, isn't it? I mean, you never see a slice of apple in a drink, but sort of, I suppose it's a different thing. Slices of apples, no real.
I'm saying 100% real.
That one is real.
Oh.
How did you know that, Hugh Stevens?
That just makes sense, didn't it? It sounds like something you'd read.
Why would it be apples? I would have thought it'd be, what, those the papier, that... That
put pop puree under your armpits.
Yeah, because it's fragrant.
And you just hooed roll on.
Next. The parts of a coffee cup lid that are removed to make the mouth hole are collected in their thousands by the manufacturers and used as confetti at pop concerts.
Oh, that's interesting. It's like the middle of polos. Like, do you remember when they tried to sell those off as the middles of polos?
Yeah.
So like, this is like the odd bit of coffee cups, right?
But you wouldn't use that as confetti. That would hurt you.
Well, plastic's very versatile, isn't it? You can slice it, you can thin it, you can treat it to make it all confetti-like, I'm guessing.
I just thought confetti was like bits of paper, wasn't it? I thought it was...
So they still... You're not going to hoo confetti, Chris?
No. Confetti's on. My sister's wedding a couple of weeks ago, confetti was well on.
Right.
So real or no real? Coffee cup holes become confetti.
No, real.
I'm going to say real. Why not?
That one is no real.
Yeah.
Oh. Someone's been on from America. It's all about the roll on there. They hardly ever spray.
I can't. Look how many people are texting in now saying that they roll on.
Mm.
Come on.
Roll on, roll on, roll on.
And next, former England cricketer Darren Goff has complained that One Direction's Liam Payne denied him an autograph, explaining that he couldn't sign anything because he had diarrhoea.
Ah, poor Liam Payne.
Oh, no one wants that.
That's an excuse for not signing something, is it?
Well, you wouldn't be out, would you? You wouldn't go to... I guess if you got a gig, you have to, but you wouldn't be out socialising if you had... Diarrhea. Does that get a who, or do you know what that is?
No, I know what that is.
People that's still fine. Get that.
It's still on. Very much so at times.
To be fair, though, if you were Liam Payne, someone asked you for an autograph every second. I witnessed this myself last night.
Yeah, but without
a spare moment to yourself, you'd be running out of excuses by now.
But without the fans, Scott.
I know.
1D say this themselves. They'd be nothing.
That is true.
Mm. So what are they playing at? What was he playing at? And Darren Goff. He's a bit of a cricket legend, isn't he? With Greg, I think so.
Where did he say he was complaining about this? On Twitter, was it?
Apparently, it was on the radio.
Right, okay. Oh, okay. Well, he does it. I don't know if you've heard that show, but he can go off at times.
Is he a bit ranty?
Can do. And this, I mean, there needs some stuff to talk about at times where it's, you know, so slightly boring.
Okay.
It's a bit nasty grassing someone up for having diarrhea live on the radio, isn't
it? I totally agree. It's quite out of order. But did Liam Payne deny an autograph because of some digestive problems?
I'm saying no real. Not real.
All right, for competition, I'm saying real.
That one is real.
Yes.
Oh, well done.
Darren Goff did an actual full-on rant about it on his sport radio show. Liam hasn't yet responded to these shocking allegations.
I love that old-school radio rant.
I know. Who? And at the end of that round of real or no real...
At the end of that round, Hugh scored 10, I scored 20.
Oh, bit out of practice, my darling, aren't you?
Well done, Chris.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we're back on Radio 1 at 1 o'clock. And the return of the queen of innuendo bingo, Gemma Kearney at 1:45. Oh, and only a chat with Lady Gaga at 3:15. Come and join us. Scott Mills.
ABC Radio 1.